Steve Hodell. Steve, are you out there? Can Steve come forward? Steve wrote a letter 20 years ago when Ross was killed that I think is very poignant and it's right to the point. And it's kind of patrol style, not detective style.
Thank you. It's great to be here. I was privileged to spend 17 years at this station, 60s, 70s, and 80s. I retired in 86 and took my two small boys north to Bellingham, Washington to get out of the mean streets of L.A. And about 4 years later, I received a phone call at 3 in the morning informing me of Russ Custer's murder. And obviously I had worked with him at Hollywood Homicide, both as partners and as he was my supervisor when I left. We were very close personally and professionally, and I was shaken to the core. We're here to honor all seven of these men who have fallen. Two fell before my career started on LAPD, three of them during my years, and two after. Obviously, Ian Campbell, I was actually going through the police academy when Campbell was shot in March of 63. And that was basically when Two Gun Powers came and issued that famous order, never to surrender your weapon. Then, of course, Bob Cody, I was his training officer, amongst others, in the late 60s. And then, of course, I went to detectives in 70 and started working Hollywood Homicide, where I worked for 14 years. I wrote this letter, and I don't think we had emails back then. I think I faxed this to Hollywood Station that same morning after being informed of basically what had happened. And I'll read you the letter that was written 20 years ago today. To the Los Angeles Police Department Hollywood Division, Hollywood Detectives, October 10th, 1990. Dear friends, it was with great shock and sadness that I received the news of Russ's death this morning. As most of you know, Russell Lee was a very large part of my life, both professional and personal, during my 14 years at Hollywood Homicide. As my partner and then my supervisor, he, more than any other individual, influenced my career. And what a privileged influence that was for me. Russ possessed a rare and wonderful blend of skill, professionalism, and dedication. He was always there when the need arose. For friend and victim alike, he was there to help. His strong, firm Midwest beliefs fortified his faith in justice and impassioned his drive and insistence that all homicide murders be solved. How many times do we all remember his year-end admonition that 85% clearance rate is not good enough? How many times do we all remember during slow months Russ's insistence on pulling out the unsolved books and finding the answers he knew were there and had been overlooked by us due to busier times? Russell Lee Custer was one of a kind, like his heroes, John Wayne and General George Patton. Russ was an individual who never wavered in his personal beliefs. You always knew where he stood. This was true if you were a probationer at your first crime scene or if you were a deputy chief at your 500th. My heart goes out to all of you at Hollywood Detectives in these hours of grief. Cherish as I do the fun and tragic times you had with this man. Cherish and remember the spirit of dedication he proudly exemplified. And finally, smile in remembrance that Russ, in his final moments, made sure that Los Angeles would not be burdened with another whodunit as he sent the son of a bitch to hell. Love and brotherhood, Steve Hodell, LAPD retired. Take care, Roy. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Pat.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
It is my privilege at this time to introduce the Honorable Mayor of the City of Los Angeles, Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa.
first of all, to men and women of the Los Angeles Police Department, all of the officers here at the Hollywood, to John Miller, who